Well, here's one off the cuff. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Lonnie Ray. The internet was down, so I went out to talk with the Comcast guy in the bucket. Beseeched him to please address the snapped off telephone pole with spikes still in it, dangling from its wrapped up location in wires. Begged him to do that. I said, this is simply unacceptable. It is literally blowing in the wind. This broken off telephone pole is ridiculously dangerous. Yeah, well, the internet just got restored, but the guy took off. I counted on him. I counted on a virtual stranger to take care of something that was dangerous to the public. And it made me think, let me just shoot off a quick episode here about how to respond, because we have that very same thing happening on a global scale. We have people that position themselves as authorities that are turning out to be real jerks. At least they woke us up to what they were doing, right? They showed their ass. And yeah, but we counted on them. And then, as you mature, the best thing you can do is keep an open mind. Don't get so stubborn about your ideas as being the only ones that are right. They might not be. And one of those things that's myth-busting mania is that we could trust the internet. Yes. Okay. So it's been censored, searches and stuff. But we could trust newscasters, and that era is gone. That we could trust doctors. No, what we realize is that they're not doing the patients that oath they took to do harm to none actually has to do with big pharma. Who knew, right? Yeah, moving right along. The beings that position themselves as authorities in our lives, or people that we just would automatically trust, like a police officer, or I don't know, a few notches down is the Comcast guy who promises to go look at something that is clearly a danger to the public. A broken off telephone pole with spikes in it hanging, dangling by the wires that it broke off and got ensnared in. What? That's okay? He just took off. He doesn't care. I'm so disappointed, but I have to get over it. You have to build a bridge and get over it. Buy some construction materials, build a bridge, and get over it. But we have to go through it to get over it. So if you find yourself feeling like I am right now, kind of twisted up inside, like, dang it, he said he would check it out, and he didn't. So disappointment can set in because of expectations. What we can do is we can just look at whatever authority has disappointed us lately. Pick one. You know, Fauci's being indicted, right, for crimes against humanity that have happened for decades. Not to get political in any way, just awareness raising. There's information for you on alternative stations like BitChute, BitChute, BitChute.com, where you can actually find some really enlightening truth being told as opposed to the propaganda and the lies. And that's part of being able to discern fact from fiction, the truth from story and the storytellers that are happy to continue to mouthpiece and puppet a narrative. You might want to be a truth seeker and be willing to drop any ideas you had about certain authorities or positioned as authorities as really being the final word, because they're not. And as we go through these times of great shifting around, realizing that we don't really want to continue with these guys running roughshod on us, mere peasants as they see us, whatever. It's really important to be able to discern the difference. And if you count on someone and you think that they're, second coming, whatever, I'm making fun, but you get it. You might want to just be open to other things that tell you, oh, maybe not so much. And it'll lead to some disappointment. And I know that. Because we hang our hat on other people and hope that they'll be better somehow or fix things somehow or, you know, superhero it and save the day. Da-da-da-da! But picture those people who have positioned themselves as authorities in your life as wearing underoos. Yes. Underoos with Batman emblazed all over them. These guys are still in Pampers. They just figured out how to stand up and walk. These are toddlers. Who, you know, squeaky wheel gets the oil, right? These are toddlers, like babies who rattle their rattles and the bars of their cribs and get a lot of attention, but they're still wearing underoos. So keep that in mind. So even though I hung my hat, my cowboy hat, on this very nice looking Comcast repair man to go look at this precarious pole that could kill somebody that's swaying in the wind, I believe that he would go do it, and he didn't. People will disappoint us. People do not take on our values. That guy's apathetic. He doesn't give a shit. I told you, apathy is dangerous. What we have now here, guys, on a serious note, is an apathetic lineman who at the very least could have looked at what I said and reported it so that it didn't hurt or kill someone as it flies in the breeze in this man's front yard. Come on now. Guys, no matter what the uniform says, no matter what the badge, no matter what the office, the appointment, the election, or the selection process that got them there, who cares? You really, really want to look at their traits. Their talk is one thing. Their walk is everything. Okay? I recently got into it, sort of, very lightly, with a channel host. And I really beg to differ on the ignorance that's shown on a certain topic. And were a person to actually have an open mind and look deeper into this topic, they would probably stop being a mouthpiece for someone who's actually acting like a wizard, but he's really a jerk. And being mesmerized by bullshit. Are you willing to look under the rocks? Are you willing to be wrong? Are you willing to say, oh, hang on, I was wrong because I didn't know this part. Now that I do, I'm going to take this stance. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to stand out and not go along with the lemmings in front of you? Not follow the sheep tail? If what you just discovered or feel is, sorry about that, is not on for you. If it's not on for you, stand up. Be a stand-up guy. You know this series is dedicated to helping you manifest your future of reality, because you are very powerful, to manifest a reality that is full of stand-up guys. And it all starts with you. Be a stand-up guy in your world. And let the rest of them find their way. That's what it's all about anyway. Thanks for joining me today. This is Lonnie Ray. And I'm out for now, but I'll be back.